Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is August the 30th, 2023, Wednesday. Tonight is going to be a blue supermoon. Anyway, I have Professor Joe on because this is a satanic holiday as well. They do these human sacrifices on kids, kidnap kids, animals, and kill them and drink their blood for Satan. Anyway, with that said, I'm going to let Joe get into it because Joe's a prayer warrior. He goes after him on these, and his friends in Arizona. I've been praying on these full moons and these satanic times against the enemy to bind them up where they can't kill a kid, can't do things. This is the kind of stuff Hildebeest Hillary Clinton was doing with rumors and pictures out there on the black internet, or the dark internet, of her cutting a kid's face off while she's sticking a dildo up his rear end, a strap-on dildo. Her and Nadim, her lesbian lover in the White House and still to today. With that said, Joe, welcome.
Okay. First, let's get clear as to what this super blue moon is. This is the time when we are going from summer into fall. This is an equinox, not a solstice. Remember, there's four equinoxes. That means spring to summer, summer to fall, fall to winter. Then you have two solstices, June the 21st and December the 21st.
Well, I want to add something that I've learned, Joe. In the winter, it varies between the 19th and the 22nd of December. The shortest day. Okay.
Now, taking that into account, it, just because it's known as a full blue moon, some people are interpreting this as a satanic,
holiday.
Holiday for that. But that's not correct. Because what it is, it's going from summer into the fall. And it depends upon how it's used and who uses it. And I'll give you an example for the audience out there. A guy by the name of Jay Parker, who used to be on Veterans Today Radio, was raised in an Illuminati family in Rose Valley, Pennsylvania, in Arden, Delaware. Those are two villages that were specifically built by the Dark Illuminati, the Satanists, because what they were going to do was to influence what is called the Arcadian Ley Line. And it's a big ley line. So when we talk about rituals, it depends upon who's doing it. So I can guarantee you, if the Satanists are doing this, the godly people are also doing this. Now, if you want to do a special prayer tonight, you can go back and read Hebrews 9:13, and it talks about how Jesus put his blood in the Holy of Holies in heaven, which is in a heavenly temple not built with human hands. And you can call upon that blood and put it into whatever you want. So you can become very easily the prayer warrior. And the peak on this is at 7:30 p.m. 7:30 p.m. That's the peak.
Is that Eastern time tonight?
That I don't know. I have to go back and read it again.
Okay.
So what it means is that you want to do it on the ascendancy, not the descendancy. But that's it. If you can't do it exactly at that time, you have 2 days after and 2 days before to do your ritual. Now, the Satanists know this, and particularly people get caught up in the idea that just because it's happening on this holiday, it's a satanic holiday. No, it's not. It's used by the Satanists. And the godly people can use it too. It is when peak energies are working through the earth, and this is the time when the Satanists can take advantage, full advantage. Well, the godly people can do the same thing. But the point of it is, it is not a satanic holiday. It is a time of one of the equinoxes. And just because it happens on an equinox, it doesn't mean it's satanic. All right. So, a blue moon simply means that you have two full moons in one month. That's why you have then what we call the super moon. So, this is the time. Check your calendars as to what time it will be in your area, and try to do it at that exact time, calling upon the blood of Jesus Christ to go through all of the ley lines, all of the space, time, dimensional space, in and around the earth. And it's as simple as that. Some people like to light a candle for St. Michael, the archangel, that you will be his witness to his warrior stuff that he's doing on this time. And it doesn't mean that just because the Satanists are doing their ceremonies that the good guys are not doing. They are. The good guys are doing their ceremony on this particular blue moon.
Now, the time on this, Joe, I've got an article on it. I'm going to post up. It says 9:36 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Yeah. Just calculate your time from that. And just remember, call upon the blood and then direct it where you want it.
Because they use the full moons. I mean, these aren't quote-unquote satanic holidays, but they use the full moons to do human sacrifices.
Satanists. That's right. Let's review it again. Just because it happens on a full moon, the full moon does not indicate that it is a satanic holiday. It's not. It's an equinox. The same thing every month. Just because they do it on a full moon, it doesn't mean that that particular day is such a satanic day. The reason I'm saying this is that a few years ago, they were always posting on the internet the satanic holidays. No, some might be, but what we're referring to on full moon and new moon, it is a time of transition, and it is natural. It's created by God. But what is happening again is the Satanists are taking advantage of it. Well, we can help Michael and his fight against the fallen angel aliens, because we now know who the enemy is, which is in the book of Enoch, which is the fallen angel alien. Tell them a little bit, Stu, about what Super Spook told you concerning who were these aliens.
Well, this is Otis Johnson, and anybody can go into my internet site and punch in the search box on my site and punch in 007 Otis Johnson. 007 Otis Johnson. There's incredible links up there. He was the one that picked up the Glomar Explorer. He was the one that infiltrated Russia. I mean, he even talked to Russian Putin one time and guaranteed him that we would not gas Syria again, keep him getting nuked on the Azov Fault and causing a tidal wave 1,800 feet tall. Now, I met Otis in prison in Denver, Colorado. He was working an operation for Casey, who was dead, who they murdered, Bush murdered, and he was still running the operation, busting the Louisiana governor. And his roommate, there in Denver, Colorado, at this brand new detention center where I was held as a political prisoner. His roommate, I can't mention his name, but he was the guy that busted John Gotti at the time. And John Gotti was, they couldn't get him for murder, mobbed on out of New York, so they got him on the drugs. Well, this guy was a New York cop, assigned to the CIA, he was very intelligent, and he was a truck driver, so he's hauling a load of drugs for him, and pulls up there to John Gotti's warehouse, and John Gotti comes out and inspects the drugs, and that's how they busted him. But they were both in protective custody. But Otis, later on, became my friend. He got out of jail after Bush found out what he was really doing and assigned him to E-Systems Dallas, which is Stonar Technology, the Westar series of satellites, part of Raytheon, who shot the towers down on 9-1-1. But Otis and I became friends, and he was working for General Flynn in 2017, and Flynn was the National Security Director underneath Trump, and Otis got killed, Stonar. I talked to him on his deathbed. He said, "They got me this time, Stu. I can feel death coming." Well, he was working for General Flynn. He told me at the time, he said, before his death, a couple months before, he said, "Don't worry about Mueller. He will do his job and prosecute Hillary Beast, Hillary Clinton, for her false dossier that Congress was pushing to impeach Trump and indict Trump, etc., which is all fake." Anyway, he said, "Don't worry about him, because if he doesn't do his job," he says, "I'll be personally arresting his ass," is the way he put it. Well, he worked for General Flynn. Matter of fact, I remodeled Otis's house one time. I think it was 2004, after he was out of jail. I was out of jail, and he asked me to come up there and give him a bid, and I did, and I agreed to do it about so much per hour to work on his house, and he knew that I was doing my radio shows, etc. Well, they stonard him, cost him a triple bypass because of having me there at his house. And I even put him on an airplane one time with General Flynn later on, when he got me a contract on a remodel of a house down the street from him. And saluted General Flynn. He got up out of the car, went to the airport, or went to the, you know, the stairs going up to General Flynn's plane and saluted him. Now, they flew out to Bluffdale, where he told me, he says, "Stu," he says, "six stories below ground of Beyond Computers," he called it, Beyond Computers. He says, "You're right, they built an alien base to the south of there that ran to Richfield, Utah," etc. But here was your statement. What he told me was, he says, the fallen angels, not fallen angels, he says, there's 200,000 aliens registered with the National Security Agency. 200,000 since 1952. And he said, I said, "Well, you're talking about fallen angels." He goes, "Yes, but the government calls them aliens. But they are the fallen angels," because he was a Christian. He believed in God, in Christ, and the whole bit. And I even asked him, I said, why did you do, you know, all the super stuff for government? He said, "Because I thought I was doing it for the betterment of mankind. And I found out I was doing it for a bunch of satanic mothers like Daddy Bush and the whole bit." But he told me there's 200,000 possessed by fallen angels, human beings. And I said, "You're talking about all the world leaders then." He goes, "No." He said, "Donald Trump isn't possessed and he's not evil. But," he says, "the aides around him are. There will be aides that are possessed." Well, it's pretty obvious now. A few of those aides who came against him, like Bill Barr, etc., the attorney general who worked for Brownstein when Daddy Bush was CIA director, and Norman Brownstein was Leonard Millman, who was a fallen angel-possessed human being, my ex-wife's father, that I did not know when I married her. He was one of the 12 disciples of Satan. But what they do, like when Millman died, he says, "Stu," he called me up to tell me he was dead in 2004, and I said, "You're kidding me." He says, "No," he says, "you still got it." He says, "Whatever lived in Leonard Millman lived for thousands of years, whatever possessed him." And he says, "Now it's possessing Larry Mizell in Denver, because he's the one that did so well for the council." In other words, 150 people had killed by John King, a Denver cop, and they buried the bodies in Juarez, Mexico, in a big mass grave. But this was the kind of person Mizell is. He's possessed by this. Now, these are the 12 disciples of Satan who control the economies of the world. They control, Mizell is in control of BlackRock, Blackstone, which controls the U.S. Treasury, which is the largest bank in the United States. Then they have their Great West Life of Denver, which Milman created. They have HSBC Bank, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corp. And it is the largest bank in the world. That's to give you an idea. And to give you another idea how bad it is out here right now, because these 12 disciples of Satan, Henry Kissinger, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Anwar Ben-Shiri, the head rabbi, it was Pope Benedict, the black pope, etc. The list goes on, Warburg, etc. These people are in control. In 1981, the General Accounting Office said that 1% of the population, meaning them, were in control of 20% of the economy of the United States. That means Joe, me, you, listeners, we were in control of 80% of our economy, 99% of the human race here in America. Now, in 2012, the General Accounting Office, who answers to the Congress and Senate and provides those numbers from the U.S. Treasury and IRS and etc., Comptroller of Currency, said, quote unquote, that 400 men control 95% of the U.S. economy in 2012. Now they're way up beyond that, and those two clowns in Denver, Colorado, Larry Mizell, the alien possessed, fallen angel possessed, and his partner, Norman Brownstein, who was Daddy Bush's attorney, who Hillary Clinton was sending trust to, foreign trust from from Worthington Bank, and the Chinese connection that were bringing the drugs into Arkansas, all illegal. She was setting up the trust and passing those Chinese trusts up to Norman Brownstein. Now, one of those Chinese trusts controlled the Panama Canal, as an example. They own the Panama Canal, basically. But these are the players and so forth that are involved. But remember what Otis said. Donald Trump is not evil and he is not possessed. Now, what they do is these fallen angels read your mind. This was Ed Slade, the U.S. scientist at work at Papoose Lake, Nevada, the alien base, told me that the guy, as he's sitting there looking at the saucer, you're thinking the wrong way, Ed. You're thinking the wrong way. Think this way. All of a sudden, this loaf of bread metal turns into a flying saucer. But Otis Johnson, punch in 007, Otis Johnson on my website. You'll see Jerry Henderson's house underground that Daddy Bush killed him. He was Grumman Aerospace and Avon company, and it was the CI companies, and he shipped a bunch of illegal A-10 tank busters over to Iran and Iraq at the orders of the government, thinking they were true bill of ladings. And he finds out Bush had created those and he didn't get paid on it, so he was going to testify for the Congress and rat him out. Well, Henderson was in control of the Dawson Bank, and they had $3.5 trillion of black budget money, and Otis was his partner. Now, he had a house at Spencer and Flamingo, 5 stories below ground, 2 houses built in a cavern, and across the street a tunnel was cut, and he built the Dawson building, and he was the 5th floor below ground. The fourth floor below ground was Howard Hughes's office. Even though he wasn't over there, he was seen in different hotels and so forth in his latter days in Las Vegas. But he created the Glomar Explorer, which Otis used to pick up a nuclear submarine in 1972. Now, in those links, in one of them, you'll see a guy from California. I've invited him on my radio show already, and they're going to get back with me. But he worked on the Glomar Explorer with Otis, and New Otis, etc. And he talks about it because it's declassified now. They were able to pull the nukes out of this nuclear submarine, Russian nuclear sub. but Otis was one of 300 people that were classified as a 007. The CIA gave him three PhDs. One was in oil, one was in finance, and I forgot what the third one was. But anyway, take a look what he has to say. Take a look at the underground. Take a look at some of these things. But he said there are 200,000 of them aliens registered with the National Security Agency since 1952. Now, I might add, Joe, I found the audio with John Lear, test pilot, Area 51. My friend in Las Vegas, met with him many times in his home, along with Rodney Stitch, when he would come into town. But John's father built 150 flying saucers under the 1952 to 2012 alien agreement, which has been extended, and he built the saucers between 1952, when he sold Lear jets to his partner, took the contract for the government in secret, and he built 150 flying saucers for the U.S. government between 52 and 59. I found that audio, and I'm going to post it today. It'll be posted before your show, okay? And then we'll post your show behind it. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, now you know what the fallen angel aliens are. They take a serpentine form and they progress people. And so there you have it, folks. This is the full moon, and those of you who are oriented towards the blood of Jesus Christ, this is the time that you can do a special prayer to stay the hand of the executioner. So there we have it, Sue.
Okay, that was Hebrews 6, correct?
No, Hebrews 9:13.
9 and 13, okay.
No, Hebrews 9:13.
Okay. Okay.
And that will tell you what Jesus did with his blood. And we can call upon that blood in our prayers to accomplish something on this super blue moon. And the reason it's called super is that there are two moons this go round when we are shifting from the summer into the fall equinox. And a lot of people get confused that that is a satanic holiday. It is not. It is a time of an equinox. There you have it.
Joe, do you have any other subject you want to add while I've got you on the program here?
Okay. The thing that those of you that want to know what's going on with the weather, here in Phoenix, we've had a solid month of 110 degrees plus. The real natural weather for Phoenix is only to have 19 days of 110 plus. Now we have above 40. Why? And it is because of ARP and because of other weather modifications. You go to Dane Wingington's website and hear all about it. And the rule of thumb is burn down the west, flood the east. And that's exactly what's happened.
Okay, real quick, Dane Wingington.
Hang on.
Go ahead.
Let's shift right now because you asked what else. Maui. That was a sacred ground to the old Hawaiians. And it is really an island now that is owned by the super, super, super rich, except for on the west side of Maui that burnt down. And now we know, without a doubt, it's the old story of the money people, the big banksters, and their satanic people manipulating the weather. You have cars that were burnt down out in an open field, and there was nothing to, as an accelerant, to burn them down. That is called a microwave effect. And now we know for sure, because it's all out there now. All the calls are coming in to get the property for cheap, because most of the people that lost in Lahani that lost their properties were what we would call a blue-collar class people. And now they've lost their homes, they've lost everything. They put a high-pressure system. That means the bad guys, through HARP, put a high-pressure system east of Hawaii, and it caused this hot air to flow with 70 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour, specifically right down into Lahaina. And so all of those blue-collar people, and they'll lose their home because they have nothing. And so here's an example of where we have the big weather wars. It's part of Agenda 21. They now they call it Agenda 30. And we have this another high-pressure system that has moved from Arizona to Mexico, Texas, shifted up a little bit to Kansas, then in Oklahoma, then shifted back down, and then went the other way back to Arizona.
Yeah.
We now have a high-pressure system that is it is beginning to work its way up to Colorado, and the temperature today is only going to be 113. Yesterday, it was 117.
Joe, we had
117. Hang on, Steve. So we have 117 degrees, and this was typical for this month, going all the way from 113 all the way up to 117. Burned down the west, around the east, and you have now all of these fires that are being set in Oregon, and what they did, the same thing to Canada, and they caught them. The same thing happened over in Greece. So here we have again what we would call the Dark Illuminati doing their nasty work of disenfranchising the middle class. So there you have it, folks.
Now, real quick, for the edification of listeners, Geoengineering Watch is Dane Wigginton, geoengineeringwatch.org. I put some videos up there on my site and breaking news column of his recent video. Now go to the site and check it out. Now what HARP is, folks, and chemtrails, where they're spraying us now with a poison out of these chemtrails, is what's being reported now. And if you're outside and your skin starts itching, it's because you got the poison on your skin. It's in our atmosphere. They're trying to kill the human race. And they've sprayed, there's so much on HARP, the High Aurora Project. And HARP is part of the alien technology that they built a thing up there on near the Alaskan pipeline, the hole, up in Alaska is where they put it. And they've got a few towers around the planet. And they're able to move the jet stream. Just move it. They did it in 2006 for the first time. And Otis had called me and they moved it down from the Canadian border, and they drug it all the way down to Oklahoma and Texas and caused $2.5 billion worth of crop damage, tree damage, etc., freezing stuff out. If you look on your weather channel and you wonder why the jet stream comes down along the California coast and all of a sudden it takes a hook and it goes east across Arizona and it come over to Oklahoma or so, and then all of a sudden it is shoot up north, and it drags all the various temperatures across the United States. And that's what they've been doing. I'm in Topeka, Kansas, out about 100 miles west of Kansas City. And we had last week temperatures of 102 to 105 degrees, and with heat index of 110 to 120, which it's unbelievable. And the week before we had storms that were blowing 90 miles an hour sideways, mass storms. It ended up tornadoes over towards Kansas City up on the northern side. I mean, this is what's going on. And if you look at all the flooding going on, all the tornado activity, and you look at that, look at the Florida's being hit today, down in Florida, Tennessee, all along the southern coast, it's just going to flood the heck out of it. Florida, they're evacuating the place, the whole state almost, because of HARP. They create hurricanes, they create these massive storms, they create these heat domes, and the whole bit. They're after mankind. They're after to kill us. They're after to burn us out. They're after to take away our food, kill out the food supply, burning down. How many warehouses are burned down now, Joel? 20, 30 of them around the country?
Let me stop you right there. To give the people a chance, then we're in the call. Then we're in the call here.
Okay.
This is what they do. This is, comes out of Northern California when they were going through all of their fires several years ago. An insurance man would come around and say to you, "Let's put all of your car insurance, your flood insurance, your fire insurance, and all of your insurance into one payment." The guy that owns the property says, "Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll do it." So, with the weather manipulation and the microwave effects and the lasers, they would burn down an entire area where cars would be melting and there was nothing to cause that happen to crashing to happen. So when the insurance guy would show up, he would say, "Okay, we've got you covered for $475 per square foot." The guy that owned the house said, "Wait a minute, the property is now worth $765. I can't afford that." "Okay, sorry, you lose your property." And that's how they do it.
Now,
I will call it an end there, Stu.
Real quick, Joe, I got rumor that Lake Mead's starting to fill up because of Lake Powell, because of all the rain from Tropical Storm Hildebeest, Hillary, they called it. I call her Hillary Clinton Hildebeest. But all that rain that came in California and across Nevada and flooding out Las Vegas last week, tearing up streets and in Clark County and out there in San Diego and so forth. Is Lake Mead starting to fill up out there?
Okay, let's get that straight. First of all, what feeds Lake Mead is the Colorado River, which has its headwaters west of Fort Collins. It all depends upon the snowpack of last winter. It is not that it doesn't necessarily mean what happens around Las Vegas and southern Nevada. It's what happens with the snowpack. Well, yes, there was a extra amount of rain that did come in. It only stayed off the drought condition for a little while. It hasn't changed. Yes, the water did raise somewhat at Lake Mead. However, the drought is still with us because all you have to do is take a look at the weather that's happened now. We're supposed to have had a whole bunch of rain by now, and it hasn't happened.
Now they,
so, yes, there is a rising of the water, but remember, the rising of the water has to do with the snowpack that is up in Colorado and Utah.
Now, Lake Mead is the Hoover Dam, and it supplies, there's I think 10 generators in there, and 8 of them go over to S4, which is Area 51, Papoose, Lake Nevada, and the whole bit. Now, they stopped construction, building permits, or cut them off in Arizona in the Phoenix area, to where
that's
nobody
right.
can pull a building permit again because of the drought. Isn't that true?
That is correct.
So,
and it is not only for El Paso, for Phoenix, it's for throughout the Southwest. not just Phoenix, throughout the Southwest and over into Southern California. So drought is not, remember the words, burn down the West, flood the East. And how do they do it? They do it through weather manipulation of where, a manipulation of where we have this continuous drought. Yes, it was staved off, but now no more building permits are going out in Phoenix, and Phoenix economy is driven by the construction zone, the construction industry. So we'll see what happens.
Well, one day Phoenix may not have any water.
That is correct. Not only Phoenix, but Albuquerque, Las Vegas, the entire Southwest, El Paso. It all depends. Remember, the drought is not just over Arizona, it's throughout the Southwest, and it's been going on for now 12 years, or more than 12 years. So the deal is we'll see what happens. It was staved off to where we didn't have to go into water rationing. So we'll see what happens.
Now, the thing is, people can pray against this. Power of prayer changes things, doesn't it, Joe?
Yeah, yes, you can. Like I said, go read Hebrews 9:13, because the highest ritual, all of these satanic people and all of these other people who say, I do this ritual, I do that ritual, the highest ritual that was ever done, it was done by God, who is Jesus. Jesus is God. And that is the blood sacrifice on Mount Golgotha. And that is where the fallen angel Arian was defeated. And in Luke, it said, where the apostles came to Jesus, we saw Satan fall as lightning from the sky, which means the defeat. However, that does not mean these fallen angel aliens who are the Satan, because Satan means adversary, and it should be Satan's adversaries. The adversaries are the fallen angel alien.
And there's a lot of humans that follow Satan, worship Satan, and they'll be out there doing the human sacrifice tonight. Now, I want to add one thing. Super Spook Otis Johnson told me in 2017, before his death, that sometime between, they had seen in CERN, C-E-R-N, the super collider in Switzerland, you can internet it or Google it. He said that between 2021 and 2025, two stars would hit planet Earth. He said they would whip around the sun. They wouldn't be able to put a saucer out there and run out, put a rocket on it, and divert it like they did in 2006 and a couple other stars that went between the Earth and the Moon. NSA did that. He told me that between 2021 and 2025, two stars would hit planet Earth. I said, you're talking about Revelation 13. He goes, you're right. Wormwood and a sister star. And he said, then, by 2025 or during 2025 or sometime thereabouts, they saw into the future with CERN, the super collider. He said that a star would come around the sun so fast it would be a fireball six times the size of planet Earth and hit planet Earth. I said, you're talking about the Earth being destroyed. He says, you got it, Stu. Anyway, it's something to think about, folks. The power of prayer can stop this stuff. And it could shut everything down if there were enough people who had the belief and faith in Jesus Christ to do it. Anything else you want to say, Joe? Add to it?
That's it.
Okay, I want to thank you, Professor Joe, for coming on with me. And I thank my listeners for listening to us. And I'll have this posted today, Joe. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good one.